Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
We just wrapped up Friday's show. We've been off the air for about 45 minutes or so. But I'm just looking at our Pimp and Joy stuff went up today. We're at $100,000 we've raised for a house in
Amazing.
41 minutes.
Wow.
I know, we're going to be able to build this guy a house. If you're just listening to the podcast, maybe you haven't heard it, but his name is Army Specialist Scott West, and he lost both his legs due to an IED blast, lives in Arkansas, and he's renting a house right now, but he has two kids, and we're like, well, let's help him build a house so that he can actually be mobile in the house in a wheelchair, and or he has prosthetics. Those are prosthetics, right, Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm.
He plays basketball. He's a pretty
active. He snowboards.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Guy. And so we had to talk about it with our listeners on Monday, and we're like, let's do it. And I'm just looking at it right now. It's at $100,000, 41 minutes after the show's over. So we don't keep any of the money. Again, that's an unofficial number. But, yeah, just very proud, very proud. It's a great thing that our listeners are doing.
I'm emotional about it. I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, no.
It's so crazy because that means.
You do know.
I mean, I do know, but, I mean, it's like, it's just. I'm like speechless.
Well, hold that because it's still rolling, man.
I know.
And if you're trying to get a camouflage Pimp and Joy hat, right now you're SOL because there are no more.
They're out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool to see people because I'll be walking through a random airport. I'll be in Baltimore or I'll be in Los Angeles or in Phoenix, and I'll see somebody walk by in a Pimp and Joy hat. Like, there are literally thousands of Pimp and Joy hats people have bought, and we have never kept a cent from it. And you just know that whatever they're wearing went to something to help somebody.
Right.
So even the shirts, I see the hats more than anything.
You ever go up to them and say, nice hat?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I love doing that.
I do. And one time, a woman got irritated because I was like talking to her. She was like, she was on her phone and she walked by, she had a hat, and I said, hey, nice hat. And she looked at me like, I'm on the phone, stop talking to me.
Leave me alone.
And
stranger.
Yeah. Who knows if she even knew who I was. But
I ran into a tree once trying to
what?
Like yell at a listener across the street that had one on, because they had on one of our, like the red, white, and blue one that we did. It was super limited edition. So, I mean, to run into someone that had one, I was like, hey, Pimp and Joy. And I was looking back at him while I was still walking, and I ran right into a tree. But I mean, it was awesome
to
see him.
Security footage of it too. I think
we were trying to find it because it was in Austin, and I was like, we were contacting the city because I mean, it was pretty hilarious.
That's what they need is us calling the city.
Because
of all the things they're trying to do.
I know. I was on Second Street.
Not talking about the show next week. We're going to do something called Tell Me Something Good Historical Edition next week, which is kind of a new way to do our Tell Me Something Good segment, where it's like some of the most famous Tell Me Something Goods ever. And so this was, what'll happen is I'll play this.
Tell me something good.
The historical edition.
So for example, I'd say back in 1779, Hercules Mulligan saved George Washington's life twice. He was a spy for the Americans during the Revolutionary War.
Really?
But the British thought he was one of them. It's what a spy does. And so he found out one that were coming to get him.
And his name is Hercules what?
Hercules Mulligan.
Love it.
Yeah. He saved him twice. Anyway, that'd have been the story, right? And one time, George Washington had to reroute his whole... That's not one of them. These are one of the rejected pile.
But that's a good story.
It's a good story. Helen Keller becomes the first deaf and blind person to graduate from college.
Wow.
That's one that's up on the consideration. Paul Revere saves the lives of revolutionary soldiers.
Come on, of course.
The British are coming. It's a lot. Here's one. From 1912. Harold Lowe, a 29-year-old officer on board the Titanic, was the only person who returned to the site of the shipwreck to save survivors. The site. Despite fearing that his boat would be swamped by desperate people and eventually drowned, he turned his boat around and went back and saved 6, 7, 8 people from the sea. Most people were getting away from that thing. It was going down, and they were like, any other boats? They're peaced out.
But he didn't. So he was by them when they were going down.
He went back.
He went back. Wow. That's a good story.
That's a major tell me something good. So it's that kind of stuff. George Washington tells the truth. That's a tell me something good.
Good job, George.
Anyway, we have a bunch of them that we're pretty excited to do that segment. None of those will be in the segment next week. We're pretty excited about that. We're kind of talking about us here on the show and kind of how our roles have changed just as humans. And as I said, I think Morgan number two goes the hardest now. Like, over the years, for a long time ago, Lunchbox was probably the hardest.
Yes.
Then it went to Raymundo. And now we think Morgan number two might be the new party champion. Hey, let me call Raymundo in here. Hey, Raymundo, can you come in here for a second? I'm curious to know what Raymundo thinks about this. Because you do go hard now. You're also 25.
Yeah. I mean, right now, yeah.
Raymundo, who goes the hardest on the show? You or Morgan, number two?
It's got to be M2 now. It was me, though.
That's kind of where I was leaning.
Here's the difference. With Ray, he goes hard Saturday and morning, Sunday morning. But
interesting.
But Morgan,
lives.
Number two, sometimes goes like weekday hard.
No, it's just mostly Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And again, yesterday she talked about wearing a patch before she drinks.
Hangover patch.
A hangover patch.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think it's
I moved out of downtown, so I give her the, it's her now.
It's being passed down generationally.
Passed it on.
It was lunchbox to me to M2.
Yeah.
There's Morgan 2.
Morgan number 2. There
Good
she
job,
is.
Morgan 2.
Oh, boy.
Now she goes the hardest. Some of that comes with age. Yeah. I'm just warning you, if I ever start drinking, I will go the hardest.
Yeah.
No, you have too much work to do.
But if I start drinking, I will go the hardest. I slept so hard last night. Speaking of going hard. You can go, Ray, if you have work to do. I just want to call you in and see if you give her the crown or not.
I'm always down to talk some partying, but I do. Yeah, I
get it.
Gotta go to work.
Partying.
Yeah, I slept hard last night. I took nothing either, which is great.
Wow.
I know. I'm trying to go 3-4 or 4-3 every week, meaning three nights a week I'll take something to sleep to make sure I get sleep. The next week I'll do 4 nights. I'll take something. I don't take any more than that. So some nights I just stare at the ceiling and just be like, well, this sucks.
But last night you slept naturally?
I took nothing. Slept. Rocked
it. That's
good. Rocked it. Listened to music. Turn my TV off. Turn on The Office later on. But turn my TV off for a lot of the night and just listen to music. And that was it. I found this new song that I talk about later on called Nothing's Up. One of my friends texted me. I was like, have you heard this? I was like, no, I haven't. And I was like, oh, this is the jam.
Yeah, and it's not sad. So that's good.
Yeah. Called Nothing's Up by Stereo Saga.
Nothing's up since it all went down.
Mostly I just been listening to If I Could Fly by Merle Haggard over and over again.
Followed her out of town. It's been all
here, these are my last songs in my playlist from last night. When Does a Heart Move On from Joy Williams. Which
a good
is
one.
Super sad. When Does a Heart Move On? Every Time I Breathe by Arlissa.
I don't know that.
From my phone.
It's just you at home right now listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. Thought they just fade away.
So I was listening to that.
And what are you thinking about when you listen? Just nothing?
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not sad. I just like sad music, I think. Those are two of my last five. This one, I'm playing for my phone here.
One, two, three.
What, Amy?
I'm going to live forever.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm going to cross that river. Oh, my gosh. This is the song I used to lay. Yeah.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kiss tomorrow night. You're gonna wanna hold me just like I always told you.
You love that song, Amy?
Kiss me when I'm gone. Yes, but I think the version I'm most familiar with is, did Corey, I know a lot of people have recorded it, but I think maybe Corey Morrow's version.
Yeah.
And in college, yeah, I used to listen to that on repeat.
Yeah, well, that's Billy Joe Shaver. And then this is a song, 10,000 plays in the past in one night. Merle, If I Could Only
Fly.
That's
good.
If I could only fly. That's jam. And then thank God I added a happy one.
Oh, yes.
Nothing's up.
Nothing's up.
Man, I have a sad freaking list, man. Here's number 6. It's all slow. Ingrid Andress, What Hearts Than Mine.
I can't wait to
the next one. Pink and Chris Stapleton, Love Me Anyway. Guys, I might have a problem.
It makes you feel good. It's fine.
Yeah, Billie Eilish.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever. There's that. Morgan number 2 is the champ. Tell Me Something Good next week. Eddie and I are going to Biloxi tonight to do a Raging Idiot show. If you want to come to the our tour starting in July, we're in Denver and Chicago. I told people in Austin, because we sold out ACL Moody Theater, which for us is a big deal because we didn't even know if anybody would come, much less sell out that awesome venue with, it's, you know, a couple thousand people.
Yeah.
If you want to come to the Austin show, it's sold out, but San Antonio, there's still some tickets there. But that theater, we're going to sell that thing. I can't believe people come. The show's actually pretty good, Amy. We've been writing stuff, making it kind of like a musical as well.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. So we do our songs that people know-ish, our funny songs. But then we've also been kind of writing a musical kind of vibe.
I mean, it's different for us.
Y'all are going to go to Broadway?
Well, I mean, we could.
The show starts with a musical number. It's not just us with guitars.
Yeah.
We have a keys player. It's literally a musical number. And so it's like...
You dance?
Kind of.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. So that's all I'm going to say.
Wow. I'm proud of y'all. This is cool. Thanks. Can't wait to see.
Thanks, Amy.
Lunchbox, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, there's a new Indian restaurant in the neighborhood, so the wife and I are supposed to go eat there because she heard it was really good. So go try that out. Besides that, I got nothing.
He's such a foodie. Like, Lunchbox loves new restaurants. Like, there is a new restaurant in town. Lunchbox has probably tried it. Like, I didn't know that much about him, like, until recently, that he loves restaurants.
Is that you or your wife?
That's more my wife.
Oh.
But, I mean, I go along.
You do.
Yeah. Because she wants to go eat, I'll go eat.
That's true, you will.
Yeah.
You ever had any tempeh tempo tacos lately?
No. Peanut tempeh tacos are no longer.
They took them off.
Yeah, they're off the menu.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, very disappointing.
Depressing.
Morgan number two is going to drink with animals. Speaking of going hard, what are you doing tonight?
It's called Brew at the Zoo. And you like go, it's like a fundraiser for the zoo, and you drink like over 100 craft beers and hang out, and the
get drunk with the elephants
and the tigers.
What's funny is we were making Eddie and I don't know, Eddie makes me laugh, and we're doing these jokes. We're doing this little bit here that we're doing now.
A bit that doesn't count. It's just us two.
It's just us making each other laugh. And Amy goes, are we going to do this all day? I'm going to go pee. If we're not talking about something that we're about to do or something, I'm going to go pee because is this part of the show?
And we're like, no, I know. I really had to go.
We're just making each other laugh.
Is that frustrating, Amy?
No, not at all. I don't mind it as long as I don't have to pee. Like, I'm sitting here thinking like, okay, we're going to start working because I got to pee.
Then we're doing drunk animal noises. I'm a drunk tiger.
We're like doing kangaroo. Yeah, we're stupid. And that, you can pay to get a ticket to that.
That's right.
It's a Raging Idiot.
You want more? Go to our show.
So you're going to go, are you going with your new boyfriend?
No, I'm going with one of my girlfriends, and he's not my new boyfriend.
Well.
Okay. How many times have you been out with him now?
Like 6 or 7.
Probably 7, if it's a or 7. You have to, it's getting to that point where it's like, is he pushing you a bit to call it a thing?
Mm-mm.
Nothing?
We're both like very much on the same page. Just taking life easy, going with it, and seeing where it goes.
Okay. Does he party hardy?
He's on my level.
He's on.
So he goes hard.
All right. Well, we shall bid you a fond farewell from the temporary studios we're in. We're about a month away from being in our new studios.
God, they're moving fast. I poked my head in there the other day. It's moving.
Did you see the stage they built in there?
I did. It looks cool, man. And a lot bigger than it felt like it was.
Because they had our setup in the middle of the room, so they had all the space around us. But yeah, I think it's going to be cool.
It's exciting.
It's going to be pretty bomb.
And I saw the holes for the new cameras. And so, I mean, 6 mounted cameras in there, it's going to be awesome.
Look at my holes.
What? No, for the cameras.
Oh. All right, we're done. Have a great rest of your weekend if you're checking this out on Friday or Saturday. And to leave us, Eddie will now do an impression of a drunk sloth. Eddie?
I'm so drunk.
There it is. That's great.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thanks, Amy. Amy didn't like that or what?
No, I did. You got to picture
the drunk sloth.
I know,
like,
I was
dragging
picturing
himself
this sloth so drunk.
And now, there encore, Eddie will now do an impression of a very drunk giraffe. Eddie?
I'm trying to get that leaf up there. keeps him moving.
He sounds like a high giraffe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You're like,
why does a giraffe have the same
voice?
Hey guys,
like a drunk giraffe is like, I feel like really hyper.
Yeah. You're picking animals that don't have to make noises, guys.
Like, why is my neck so long,
guys? Why can't
guys?
I get a drunk goat?
You have all of It's an open canvas. So you'd be like, hey, guys, it's me, just a drunk giraffe. Oh, I'm leaning over. Hey.
Okay, but, I see where you're
fairly
going.
Fairly, you can do whatever you
okay,
want.
Okay, can you do one?
Of what?
A drunk zebra.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a zebra running. It's hard because there's really no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Eddie,
but really to leave. Eddie, take us out with a drunk goat.
Okay, drunk goat. I'm buzzed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. That's it. Thank you, guys. Amy's podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown. New episode up. Amy, what's on the podcast?
Well, I have Scotty, the recipient of, you know, our Pimp and Joy line on, sharing some of his journey because he's a war veteran and been through like a lot. Then I also have like, you're eating bananas all wrong. No,
what hole should I eat them through?
Well, you'll have to listen to the podcast to find out.
Oh, no.
And then I have an underarm detox. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, maybe you could make this mask and put it on your underarms. And then also a little segment on finding your purpose.
There you go.
That's the four things.
The Sore Losers doing sports show today.
Yes, we are.
What are you guys talking about today, Lunchbox?
We're going to be talking about the NBA Finals. What else are we going to be talking about? I don't know. That's about it. Oh, the Spelling Bee. Mm. Big controversy going on at Spelling Bee.
And then they'll also do Would You Rather. They do it every episode.
All right.
It's fun.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Would you rather eat a banana through your butt or your mouth? It also ties into Amy's four things.
Do you want to hear yesterday's
Basically.
Would You Rather?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tell them, Lunchbox.
Would you rather be the opposite gender for one day or be any animal for one day?
Animal.
And you get to pick the animal.
You want to be a woman for one day?
No.
Oh, no, animal. I want to be a cat.
Oh. See how fun that game is?
No, do you know why Eddie wanted to be a woman? Because he wanted to experience that time of the month.
I wanted to see what that's about.
Okay, if y'all go
and
back,
pregnant
if y'all
at the same
ever
time.
Get to be a woman, y'all better go during the time of the month so you understand. I want you to go probably day two, heavy flow, lots of cramps.
Wow. Thanks, Amy. I changed my mind to an animal.
Eddie picks a woman so he can suffer. I picked a freaking eagle so I can fly.
Yeah.
I picked a cat so I could just lay around in the
No. It's just one day, guys.
Yeah, but if I get
one day, how awesome.
I
and people just pet you and you'll be like,
I won't live forever.
I'm going to cross that river.
Or you can check out the latest Bobby cast because Morgan Evans. Sometimes I gotta kiss somebody.
If you want to do Would You Rathers with all your guests, you can.
You guys can have it. It's not a bad idea, though, but if you guys are doing it, you should have it.
You too, Amy.
What was I going to say?
No,
we compared Morgan Evans and I compared airline points because we both fly so much for work.
I bet you all have so many.
So many. Eddie, so many.
Can you gift those?
Can I gift airline points? I buy people flights.
Oh.
I'm like, hey, I'll just put, because work flies me so much that when you fly, you get points for, like, credits for flying. And I have, should I say, I'm making another point? Who cares? I have close to 500,000.
Oh, that's, and a companion pass.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But that's also how much you fly, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah, it just drives me nuts. But, all right, we're out. Happy to do what we do. Thank you so much for being part of Pimp and Joy, as always.
Yeah.
We're so grateful that you're with us, and it's not even about us. It's about something bigger than us. So thank you so much. You can still go over to BobbyBones.com if you're going to be a part of it. And we're done for the day. And that's it.
Nothing's up since it all went down.
Bye, everybody.
It's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to a big old Friday show. More studio.
Morning.
Thank you. All right, everybody's here. Let's see. Amanda is on. Amanda, how are you? Amanda's in Texas. Amanda, you there?
I'm there.
Hey, what's happening? I'm real good. What would you like to say?
I just want to say a huge thanks for, like, recognizing our military service members. So I heard your study wrestling, listen to you every morning. But I'm active duty as well, stationed here in San Antonio. And I think it's really commendable to still have something like that on the air. It's kind of gruesome to a degree for people that aren't familiar with the military. But I think it opens up a whole conversation to be had about what our military does for this country.
Well, we appreciate that call. Thanks. You know, on the show yesterday, we had Army Specialist Scotty West on. to talk about what he went through. He was driving a Hummer in Iraq, hit an IED, lost both of his legs, and kind of his story about, you know, getting back. And he is renting a place, and he has two kids. And so we're like, hey, let's try to help him build a house that he can move around in a little better. He's got two kids, too. He's got to chase around. So that being said, today at 10 a.m. Central, we are putting our Pimp and Joy line up where you can get a hat, camouflage hat, or some of the patriotic line, and we don't keep any of the money. It all goes toward building him a house, right? Amy, am I right about that or no?
Yeah, and it's an ADA certified house, so like he'll be able to get around and contribute to the house, which I think will make him feel better. Like he'll be able to do chores and help and do things, and I think for him that's going to bring a lot of fulfillment.
He's like, chores? Wait, what did I get?
He's excited about that.
Listen, ain't nobody excited about chores.
So. No, he wants to contribute.
Yeah, for a minute. Sometimes I get motivated. I'm like, I may do some laundry today. And then I don't even get to moving over the dryer to the washer, and I'm like, I'm done. I mean, about half of my clothes right now smell like disgusting, like mildew.
Oh, that's not good.
No, because here's what I do sometimes. I put them in the wash, then they wash, and then I'm like, oh, I'll get to them later. And that's on Monday. So like Thursday, I remember, oh yeah, there were some clothes I forgot to get to. And then I go in and they just smell like complete garbage, and you can't even wash it out of it in one wash. So then I'm like, I should rewash them. So I hit the button, rewash. Then I just move them over that thinking. Then they're in the dryer. And I don't even really fold, it's t-shirts mostly. I don't even really fold them up. I just kind of like, just kind of burrito them, kind of roll them into each other, put them into, and then I grab one. Eddie was over at the house the other day. We were practicing for our show we have tonight in Biloxi. Uh-huh. And I was like, dude, like I smell like a buttocks. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, I don't think the shirt washed right. And so that's what I do. All I'm saying is we should put in the contract when we build him a house that if he doesn't want to do laundry, he shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Just to kind of protect him.
Yeah. You
know? Okay. So that way he doesn't smell like, what did you say?
Buttocks. Nobody wants to smell like buttocks.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
I feel like it's summer now, right?
Oh, it's officially summer. School's out. Yeah, it's summer.
It's school's out. It's warmer after Memorial Day. So you're at the pool.
Yes. Kids everywhere because, well, summer. And I just don't know if what we saw going down was appropriate or not appropriate, but there was a mom there, and she undid her bikini top, which is normal when you don't want tan lines on your back. And she's not facing up. She's facing down, but you can still see all kinds of things. Like and she's...
Side.
Yeah. It's very obvious. Like, very. And, yeah, she's a mom. I mean, she looks great. Like, really pretty, great body, all the things. But a lot of the kids are like staring and kind of freaking out, especially boys. And she's there with her kids. And I just didn't know, should a mom undo her bikini top at a public pool with a bunch of kids swimming?
Okay.
You know?
I do know. Now, on the beach, I would say you do your thing, there's a lot of space. But I'm curious as to what everybody says. And what do you say, Amy?
No, we weren't at the beach. And we weren't at, like, a private pool. We were at a public, like a neighborhood pool with a bunch of kids. So, I mean, I have been known to not want tan lines. So, yeah, I'll undo it when I'm laying flat. But I'm not at a pool with a bunch of kids. So, I'm leaning towards, I don't want to be inappropriate police. Yeah, but I'm leaning towards maybe not do that there. Like, do it in your backyard.
So we have one vote. Inappropriate. Okay.
I know.
Okay, let's go over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, you heard the story?
Guys, it's the human body. It's beautiful, and there is nothing wrong with the human body being exposed. And like you said you couldn't even see anything. She was laying flat. So you can see side when the bikini's on sometimes, depending on the bikini. So I got no problem with it. Teach your kids to respect the human body and not have them freak out because some lady's laying there getting a suntan. Let them out. Let them free.
Let them out. Okay. And so you vote?
Not inappropriate.
He votes appropriate.
Yeah, appropriate.
There we go. Okay, we're all even now. 1-1. Let's go over to Morgan number two. Morgan number two, it's a family pool. Lots of kids everywhere. You don't want a tan line. Would you drop your top and lay on your stomach?
I mean, I think every swimsuit situation could be considered a family environment. So I don't think it's inappropriate, but then maybe because it's I don't have kids yet, I don't really know. So to me, I'm like, it's no big deal.
So you vote?
Not inappropriate.
Appropriate. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
So we have two votes appropriate. two votes appropriate and one vote inappropriate. Okay, I'm going to Eddie. Eddie, our video producer, is a dad of, well, kind of four now.
Four, yeah.
Two of your kids, two foster kids. You're at a family pool.
Look, I'm no stranger to family pools. Right. We go all the time.
Go ahead.
And there's nothing better when something like that happens. Because I'm telling you, guys, parents, families, you know, everyone's just uptight because your kids are around everything. But look, we all care about our tans. Women don't want that tan line on their back. I'm with Lunchbox and Morgan number two. It's appropriate. Let them hang out, Lunchbox.
High five.
Am I the loser here?
No, Amy, I'm on your side. It's inappropriate. Do it wherever. Do it whenever there aren't kids around and everybody's not staring, making a scene of it. You can't be at a family pool. You can't put boobs on Sesame Street.
It's not boobs, Bones.
Yes, it is.
It's her back.
No, it's side boob. It is. Amy, I'm on your side.
Thank you.
I say it's inappropriate, although we lost. I'll be honest with you.
I know we did. Like, I kind of thought Eddie was going to be on our side.
No, never.
No, did you hear how he set it up? He's like, I love it when something like this happens.
It never happens. You're right, Amy. It's not a common thing. And when something like it happens, everyone's like, okay, all right. This place is now cool.
And it makes you think more women should do it.
Okay.
Okay.
We just ran up against two pervos and a 25-year-old. That was a tough challenge for us, but we lost. So we must deem it appropriate. Now everybody can do it.
Great.
In every family pool. Okay. Well.
Enjoy the summer, guys.
Yeah. Let them out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In sports, in the NBA Finals, the Toronto Raptors beat the Golden State Warriors 118-109. They lead the best of 7-1-0. In other news, Target is recalling USB chargers that they sell for your phones. It could possibly shock you and catch on fire. Take them back for a full refund. And finally, Dollar Tree and Dollar General are rolling out pricier products than just a dollar. You'll see the prices get a little higher in the coming months, and you're also going to see more self-checkout lines so they can cut back on staff hours.
Bobby Bone, come on. There's a woman who caught her husband cheating. And so his plan to save the marriage was to let her drive through town with him naked on the roof of the car so he'd be humiliated. Do you see this story?
No.
Well, there's a video of it. And they both wound up getting tickets because they created a public nuisance. Luckily, he didn't get in trouble for being naked.
Yeah.
So the husband made a deal. Okay, to save the marriage, you can now humiliate me. So he got butt naked and laid on the roof of the car and they drove through town. big traffic jam because everybody was staring. And they ended up with hefty tickets for it.
Obviously.
Is that how to fix when you cheat?
I don't think so.
Just go somewhere naked?
I don't think that was advice from their therapist.
How about this? We do this segment called On This Day in Country Music, and I love it because I love the history of country music. Eddie, I know you do too. I think you may be shocked by this one today.
Uh-oh. Is this one I may not know about?
You probably don't know about it.
Get out.
And when I read it, I was like, I forgot about this. It's nuts.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
The year was 1991. Tracy Lawrence left a Nashville studio in the early mornings. He had just finished recording his album, Sticks and Stones. Now, you may know this song.
Please, sticks and stones.
A few hours later, he and a female friend were robbed at gunpoint, and Tracy was shot four times.
Whoa.
Did you know that?
No way.
Two of them had guns, he said. They took our money, about $500. I just kept thinking, just give them what they want, don't resist. It was three men.
We are the roots.
Of the four shots that he took, two of them were major and needed surgery at Nashville's Vanderbilt University Medical Center. One bullet, apparently still in his hip, because the guy shot him. The doctors told me the bullet in my heart or my hip missed my main artery by a tenth of a millimeter. The shooting and surgery delayed the release of that album because he had to fully recover to promote it.
Yeah.
And so he puts out the song and then it goes number one.
I did not know that.
Got shot four times in a robbery.
Wow, and he still has a bullet in him.
Yeah.
Yesterday, a jealous man.
You like that one?
I just haven't heard in a while, yeah.
Yeah. And then Running Behind, also on that record.
Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind.
Yeah, he got shot four times in a robbery and then put out a number one record after he healed up.
Well, that's a good one, Bones.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Next time he comes in, we got to talk about that.
Yes, for sure.
1991, today in history that happened.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Show.
Alyssa.
Yes?
What's happening? It's Bobby.
Oh, my word. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. Just doing the show. Happy to do the show. What can I do for you?
I was calling in to see when you were going to come run for governor of Arkansas.
It's a question I get often, and off the air a lot from people that I'm always surprised to hear from. Not right now. It's actually not even up for 4 years, because the governor just won this last term. If I leave the show in the next few years, that'll be what it's for, to go and kind of establish myself. I don't see myself leaving within this next contract, and I think I have like 3.5 years left in this contract. So, but then it's probably over for me here.
Yeah.
I think after this contract, I'm done.
Well, we're ready for you.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm ready for me, too.
Wait.
Excuse me?
Wait, so after this contract, you're done with radio and on to politics?
I think so.
Did you not hear that?
I'm like literally screaming what into the microphone. What?
There's a while to go. There's years.
That's not that while. 3 years is not a while.
Maybe it's more like almost 4 years.
Okay.
But I do
four
think,
years, still not a while.
Yeah, I do think that's probably it for me. That's all she wrote. I could go run for senator. Depends on if they'll change the rules a little bit, manipulate them for me on having to live there for a long time. Because I did live there all my life.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't mind living in Arkansas if you want to keep the show going.
We just do.
Yeah, you wouldn't do the radio show and be in politics?
Can't be on the air while I'm running for office. Anyway, you've opened up a can of worms there, Alyssa.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, she knows.
She's like, yes, I did.
She's totally up. She's for that. That's what I think. After this contract, I am done. I do believe I will move into the political arena. Okay. Are you okay with that, Alyssa?
Oh, yeah. I'm here. So I didn't know if you're talking to me or somebody else. Yes, I'm very excited for it.
I'm only talking to you. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Y'all have a good one.
All right. See you. There you go. Hey, I did want to mention this story. Did you see that? If you don't want to get sick with allergies, what you should do? Did you guys see this in the news? Immediately when you get home from places, being outside, you have to go and just take a shower. Because we get allergies because of all the stuff that's on our body. We don't even know about it.
Oh.
Yep.
You see that, Amy?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Experts have revealed a great way to fix your allergies without all the expensive medication that we don't know about. Whenever you come home after being outside or in your car, take a shower. Because a lot of these allergens are on your body and you're breathing them in. And by taking a shower or bath, you wash all the pollen, especially out of your hair, which is a big part. Because it's all, Eddie.
Yeah.
Not so much.
No hair here.
Yeah, not a lot of hair. But they even say if the allergies are really bad for you or pollen's really bad during lunchtime, go home and take a shower. Because pollen gets on your clothes, and your hair, on your skin, and that's what makes you sick. Isn't that, Eddie?
I started to think like, okay, this could really help you. But you already shower a lot, so I was like,
I do. I shower way too much.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Luke Combs is teaming up with Crocs for a special edition shoe featuring a Luke guitar pick, a North Carolina sign, Luke's face, and more. They'll be sold exclusively at next week's CMA Festival from June 6th to 9th. Keith Urban took to Facebook yesterday just to do a live video for nearly 25 minutes of him performing some of his songs and taking requests from people. He said he hasn't played in weeks, so he just wanted to do a little show. Here's him doing a Marshmello cover.
I need you here with me every day. You say the words that I want you to say.
Thomas Rhett's new album is out today called Centerpoint Road. He has collaborations with Kelsey Ballerini, Little Big Town, and John Party on it. Here's the title song with Kelsey Ballerini. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Congratulations, Sydney Wilson. She's a 14-year-old female from Georgia, and she's going to Spelman College this fall, making her the youngest student ever admitted to the university.
14 years old. I wonder what that's like going into class. I wonder if it's like, you know, there would be non-traditional students. You go in, I'd be like 19, and someone would come in that's 50.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you'd be like, oh, either good for them or...
They're old.
What's up with that old person? Right. I wonder what it feels like when a 14-year-old comes in. I wonder if you're so threatened because they're so smart. Or if you're like, nah, I'll show her. She's 14 and she's going to college. So what does she do?
She's just really smart. She said in second grade she realized that she was different from everybody else and a little bit smarter. She got made fun of, but it didn't bother her, and she started taking high school courses at 10.
I love that.
Wow.
Yeah, good for her. Those are the kind of kids that end up changing the world, man. That's awesome news. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Miami, Florida. An off-duty cop was in line at the grocery store when he goes to reach for his wallet, accidentally hits the trigger on his gun, boom, fires a bullet, hits the lady in front of him right in the elbow.
Oh, no. She got hit by that?
Yeah, off the floor, boom, right into her elbow.
Wait, so then what happens?
She is treated at the scene, and they're not sure if they're going to charge the officer or not.
How do you just hit the trigger and it go off? Shouldn't the safety be on?
Mm-hmm. It should be.
It should be.
Wow. And what if you're just there? You're getting some artichoke hearts?
Yeah, man, just hanging out.
You at the grocery store? And you get shot in the elbow. Wow. All right. She probably gets paid a little bit too, huh?
Oh, yeah, you got to get some money for that. You got to sue.
And what do you do when you sue?
You own the police department. Oh, they name it after her. It's Betty Sue's Police Department now. No longer Miami.
All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Woo! The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Fun Fact Friday. Ooh. Are you ready?
I love a good Fun Fact Friday. And here's how this works. She keeps going with facts, so they're not fun anymore. All right, yeah. I'm ready, Amy.
Okay. So Steve Jobs chose the name Apple for his company in part because he wanted it to appear before Atari in the phone book where he previously worked.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I knew that's why some people will do like A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A lumber.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they'll be up in the phone book.
Sneaky.
Yeah. Pest control.
It works, too.
That's funny. You want an Apple before Atari. That's very fun. What else you got?
Okay, so do you know where the phrase hands down comes from? Because we always say, like, hands down, I got this. Like, hands down, this is my favorite.
Oh, like,
do you ever
easy.
Use that?
It's like, right,
yes.
So I'm just trying to, before you tell me why, hands down, like, hands down, that's the real. It's like, without a doubt, XYZ. Okay, what does that come from?
So it comes from horse racing. If a jockey was so far in the lead that he could drop his hands and loosen the reins, it meant that he was winning hands down.
Oh, like, easily.
Well, that's
like
fun.
Like, easily. Is that fun, huh?
Yeah, it is a
that's
fun fact.
All right,
it's
Amy,
fun, yeah, because
on to the next
it.
Fun fact.
I didn't know where it came from. There are no nuts in Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I didn't think there were nuts. I thought that was more just the flavor.
Yeah, because if you look at it, there are no nuts in it.
And I don't believe there's any honey in there either.
No.
Yeah,
if
what? Surely in the ingredients, y'all thought there was some crushed up nuts?
Mm-mm.
Well, I don't know what's ingredients. It could be sulfoxide, moxifloxacinide, and if as long as it tastes like nuts, I'm into it. So no, I'm not disappointed. Ooh, that one's not that fun, but I'm gonna take one more, Amy.
Just one more? How do I choose? I don't even know.
Just make sure it's fun, like, and you can do so many more.
Oh wow, shoot!
What's the most fun one you have left?
Do you know who the shortest president was in the United States?
The shortest president of the United States. Let me work backward.
Well, FDR was in a wheelchair.
Abe Lincoln.
I also have the tallest.
Abe Lincoln was the tallest.
Yeah, he was.
Okay. The shortest.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
He's shorter than Ray.
Oh.
How tall is Ray?
Ray just got insulted for no reason. Literally, our producer Raymundo standing behind me watching the sound go up on the wall.
No.
And Amy insults him.
No, I was giving you perspective. Raise my height. He's a good height.
I would say he's a good height.
He is.
I would say the shortest president.
Wait, how tall is Morgan number two?
He's 5 foot?
Yep.
She's 5 foot exactly.
Okay. Taller than Morgan number two, shorter than Ray.
Standing at 5'2", I would say McKinley.
It's a very random guess.
Amy.
That was a president?
Go ahead.
Standing at 5'4" tall, James Madison was the shortest president of the United States.
No, I did not know that.
If somebody's going to get asked that at trivia, and they're going to know it thanks to this.
If that had been asked and win Bobby's money, I would have went pass.
Oh, yeah.
Just moved
sure.
to the next question immediately. Okay, but that's still kind of fun because you made fun of Ray for no reason.
Yeah, that was fun.
And to me, that was fun. So let's do another one.
Okay, so Mark Zuckerberg, you know, creator of Facebook, he has an AI assistant at his house. And he named it Jarvis, and it's voiced by Morgan Freeman.
Not that fun.
Really?
You expect
he has his own. Like, Bobby, I pictured you having one of these one day.
Mine would be an
assistant.
It'd be a girlfriend. Yeah.
And who does the voice?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Maybe I enjoyed the movie Her so much.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson's voice was so good for that. I liked that. So I would go, just from knowing voices, either Scarlett Johansson or Ray. Ray, I just want to give you a good look, too, this segment. All right, Amy, what else you got? There's one story down. What else you got?
Oh, we're done with fun facts.
We're done. Yeah.
I ruined it. Yeah, okay.
No, you got through a lot of them. What else?
Okay, so there's this restaurant, and it's selling only fried chicken skin, and it's called Chicken Skin.
Well, that's interesting, because I do like fried chicken skin.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't know that I like it by itself.
Yeah, you have to, so it's like chicken skin sans the chicken. Like, you just straight up, you order a plate full of fried chicken skins.
It's not bad.
I don't know. I mean, think about it. Y'all eat,
I'm going to tell you what would be
those
good, though. Fried chicken skin ice cream would be good. Think about fried chicken skin over vanilla ice cream.
Lovely.
That would be awesome. No. Salty sweet.
What are those things that y'all eat that are in the bag and
pork
they're
rinds.
From the yes.
Chip. Oh, yeah. Yes.
What chips?
I guess.
Doritos.
Yeah, pork rinds, yes.
I guess they're sort of like that, maybe?
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Eddie and I went to a place called, I think there's even one in town, that's called Chicken Salad.
Oh, you and Mike D went.
Oh, that was
Chicken Chick.
It was all chicken salad. The whole restaurant was all chicken salad.
Yeah, there is one in Nashville.
And we're like, what is happening? Where's the
was
rest of
it? Was it good?
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. I just didn't know there was a big enough market for just chicken salad. All right, what else?
Okay, so a new survey found that 57% of us couldn't handle living within walking distance of our parents. The ideal distance is a 15 to 45 minute drive. And I was like, oh, I would give anything to live near my parents. I don't right now. Well, I don't live near my dad, like, at all. He's in Texas, and we're in Nashville. And I like, he's supposed to be moving in with us soon, and, like, I can't wait.
I guess none of us live close to our parents, do
we? 14-hour drive for me.
Yeah.
But would you want to?
Well, I don't have any. So
I
was trying to stall them. I was like, yeah, my parents, 14 hours away, no.
Bobby, I'm aware of your parental situation. Yes, I don't. I mean, I don't. Yeah, I don't have my mom either.
You have your dad, though. Why are you trying to make comparisons?
That was not a fun fact.
Yeah, this is sad fact. We went from fun fact Friday to sad fact Friday.
No.
All right. Well, thank you for the knowledge, Amy.
Yeah, I don't really know why I found that to be interesting. I guess I just figured more of us in America would want to live within walking distance of our parents.
Amen. Or flying
like,
distance.
This is what's wrong with America. We don't want to be near our families if we have them.
All right. Thank you very much, Amy.
All right, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Here's one for you. Twin brothers who went to different Virginia high schools were both set to graduate on the same night in two different locations. But because of the same time, their parents are like, what do we do? And you're probably wondering, wait, why are twin brothers going to two different high schools? Do you guys think that at all?
Yeah.
That story?
Yeah.
Well, one of them goes to Nitro High. The other goes to Capital City's High School for the Deaf.
Oh, one of them's deaf.
One of them's deaf, right. So school officials heard about the predicament, and they worked together to come up with a solution so they could watch them both graduate. They let Johnny go first at Nitro. And then with the help of an escort and the police department, they rushed all of them over where they had the other son go last in that one, and they were able to catch them both.
Wow, that's cool.
Isn't that
Love
the coolest?
It.
Yeah. And they had a police escort.
Yeah, that's baller.
That's awesome. I love that story.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Over to Amy now with the morning corny. A little early this morning because we got to get Thomas Red in here. Amy, you ready?
Ready.
The morning corny.
What is a crow's favorite band?
What is a crow's favorite band?
Metallica.
That's very funny.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's the. Oh, should we clap?
Yeah, we should. Yes.
I was enjoying it so much. I was just reminiscing about how funny it was. I was going to.
That was the morning corny.
You know, big week next week. It's the CMA Music Fest and the CMT Awards are next week on television. I'll be doing a little something there. But a lot of these artists, and Morgan number two talked about it in the skinny yesterday, are performing. And they're like, Nick's Keith Urban's performance. I like to just openly say, if anyone gets sick, that Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots, would love to play CMT Awards.
We're available.
And so we have a song that's been just crushing the comedy charts called I Bought a Jeep, which if the people are listening right now, imagine this on your show.
Yeah, on TV.
On TV. So if our listeners stream it, download it, if you want, you know, send tweets to CMT, tell them you'd like to the Raging Idiots on the CMT Awards.
It's never too late to add a band, I don't
never,
think.
Never.
Right?
And this song's like a minute and 20 seconds.
Yeah.
How hard is that?
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Thomas Rhett.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
There he is. I heard you couldn't get your big old truck in the parking garage.
I couldn't. There was no spots that I could fit in.
What is that like, having a truck so big that normal parking spots can't hold you?
The thing is it's not even that big. It's not lifted or anything. I couldn't make it past
it's some of the
concrete walls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Turning radius is pretty rough.
I've hit them before. It happens.
You hit things.
What do you drive?
An SUV. Or okay. If I'm here. Oh, yeah. My husband's truck. I pulled out. Ooh, that was a bad memory. That was on Valentine's Day. He had bought me flowers and he was on his way to work to bring them to me. And when he got here, I was like, and this is what I did to your truck. I mean, it was bad.
What
I popped
kind of
the tire.
What's that truck?
He has an F-150, like a 4x4, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What are you driving? What would you drive?
Same.
Yeah.
F-150. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Good thing you didn't park in the garage.
Right. Yeah. I parked on the street.
Yeah.
You're here not just to say hello, although that's always a good thing, but you got a new record out today.
Yeah.
By the way. Yeah. Look, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Every time we see you, you're just a little richer.
I could say the same for you.
No, you can't. Look at this guy. I want to play a couple clips here. I was listening to this podcast, right?
Yeah.
Your wife's on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And she tells a story about how you confessed your love for her.
Oh, God. I can't wait to hear her version of this.
Okay, because it's totally her version. Hey, show me where this clip is, please. I want to make sure I play the right one. Okay, here is a clip. This is Lauren talking about how you confessed your love for her right after she broke up with her longtime boyfriend on the porch. Here you go.
And then he was like, hey, I've got to tell you something. And I was like, okay. And he was like, I've been in love with you since I was 15 years old. So when he said that, I was like, first of all, you've ruined our friendship. Like, we can't be friends anymore. Me knowing this about you.
Uh-huh.
And second of all, absolutely not. If we were to ever date, if we were even going to try this out, it would just be rebound.
All right.
Wow.
How accurate is that in your mind?
It was accurate. I remember saying that. I remember telling her that I'd loved her since I was 15 years old. And because I knew that we couldn't be friends anymore. I think that was my point in saying that. I was at the point in my life where I knew that I loved her so much that, like, we're either going to date and then break up and probably never see each other again, or we still can't hang out because I can't really just be friends with you. So it kind of felt like this. She makes it out to this be this, like, Ryan Gosling moment of, you know, the climax scene in The Notebook. And maybe that's what I was going for. But I really just tried to get it all on the table because I had told Lauren's dad how I felt about her. And he basically said, well, if you don't tell her how you feel about her, then I'm going to. And so I figured better come from me than Lauren's dad. But yeah, it definitely could have turned out as a rebound for sure. But
so that's accurate.
Here we are. That's accurate.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to run one more by you. Okay. Lauren. She said that you said, kiss me, and if you don't feel anything...
Oh, I dare you.
Yeah, like I dare you to kiss me, and if you don't feel anything, then we're all good. Here's 15 seconds of Lauren talking about... This is the Get Real podcast with Caroline Hobby, by the way.
What did her dad say about this
part? Here we go.
He dared me to kiss him.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, no, no.
After he confessed his love?
No, yeah. And he was like, we'll just try it, just one time. And
we
if you hate it, then we'll just leave it alone. I'll never mention it again. We don't even have to be friends anymore. Like, we'll just drop it. I was like, no, absolutely not.
All right. You put your head down under your arm.
Yeah.
And how do you
just
feel?
Because it's true. And I'm embarrassed by that statement.
But I mean, you were.
If it were.
Yeah.
It sounds more forceful than it actually was.
I don't think it sounds forceful at all. I think it actually sounds sweet. And you were kind of at a place where, you had all these feelings and you couldn't be friends with her. And she's like, no. And then you're like, okay, well, got it. One more shot. So,
well, by this point,
you knew she would feel something. I think you knew it deep inside.
I did, deep down. And it was also 4 o'clock in the morning. So I was like ready to either be just turned down or something was going to happen. You know, so the dare, I cannot believe I said, I dare you. That is the most.
What do you mean?
Disney Channel.
Like, I was going to use that next week.
You should. But, you know, I knew she'd feel sparks. I could feel it. Yeah.
Thomas Rhett is here. I'm going to play Look What God Gave Her, which is the radio song right now. Your kids are in the video. They weren't supposed to be in the video. Is that true?
Yeah, it's
just kind of ran out on set?
They were not in the treatment of the video at all. Lauren was supposed to be in there for like 15 seconds. That was my deal to her. I was like, if you'll just be in there for 15 seconds, that's all you got to do. And then my kids were there. My mom and my sister were there, and they were holding them. And they just wiggled out of their arms. And while I was doing a shot, they both walked up and started like, wrapping their arms around my legs and playing my guitar, and the cameras were still rolling, and they kept that shot and put it in the video, and I thought it made it, twice as cool.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Thomas Rhett.
I have some random questions. It's weird. It's a little bit, it's not weird, but like, I feel like we know each other a little outside of the show.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, what would I ask him that people would find interesting? So I have a list of questions.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, they're just kind of nutty.
Well, you were one of the big reasons I even put Look What God Gave Her out. Do you remember I called you before that?
I do, but I always feel like you're calling 38 people.
I promise you.
This is what I feel like. This is the honest truth. Because we talked a couple times.
Yeah.
And you called and you were like, hey, listen to this song. Tell me what you hear. And I don't ever go good or bad because okay, who cares what I think about it? But I'm the first time I heard Look What God Gave Her, like I could sing. I remember exactly what I thought. I went, oh, the guitar licks is the second chorus to me.
Yeah.
I could, that's what I said to you. I said, oh, I hear this.
Look what God gave her.
And afterward, I was like, it's like two choruses.
Right, yeah.
Which is like awesome.
But that was like the solidification that I needed, honestly. So if you're wondering if you were the 38th person I called, you were not.
Well, we had a couple conversations. Frank. I remember once I was in L.A. and I was in the bathroom. I was on the toilet. I didn't tell you this, but I was on the toilet. We had like a 10-minute conversation. And I hung up and I was like, yeah, it's a good talk. Good thing I
talked to people
on the
toilet before. Sometimes it's a good thinking spot,
Fair. That being said, as I have crafted your career just the way I'd like it.
Yes, sir.
You're welcome. I have some questions here I'd like to ask. Question number one. Are you ready?
Yes.
If you could take a bath in anything, Amy, I'm going to ask you this too. If you could take a bath in anything, what would it be?
I don't understand the question.
Well, mine would be pudding. If I could take a full bath in something.
Oh, so not like a normal. Right. I was thinking like, Epsom salt sometimes, lavender.
No. Yeah.
Amy, if you could take a bath in anything, what would it be?
Kettle corn. Yeah.
Thomas Rhett?
That's good. Mine would be Brambleberry Crisp ice cream from Jenny's.
That's cold. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cold, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cold, but it's my favorite.
Yeah.
What TV show was ruined by its final season? Like a show.
Are you forcing me to say Game of Thrones right now?
No. I actually love the final season of Game of Thrones.
I did too. I did too. But I've seen all over the internet that people are really upset about it.
But that made me think of this because there are some people didn't like the end of Dexter. Some people didn't
like not like the end of Dexter.
Okay. That can be your answer.
That is my answer.
Are you coming to me for advice against
it? No, I am because I spent the majority of my college days like dedicated to Dexter. And when it finally was over, like me and all my buddies that watched it through college got together and it was just a bad ending. But I do feel like some of these shows start and they don't know where they're going to end.
Or if they're going to go that long.
Or they're going to go that long. Yeah.
8 or 9 seasons.
And you don't know if you're going to put a show out and it's like, are we ever going to get a second season? And then you get a third and a fourth and you're like, we've got to figure out a way to end it. So
I like Dexter ending for the...
Did you really?
I did.
Wow.
But
okay.
I like shows that don't end how they're supposed to end.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Did you ever see La La Land?
Yes.
Okay, not to ruin it. Did you like that ending?
I did.
Love that ending.
I did too. I love that whole movie.
Yeah, me too.
I love that movie a lot.
Amy, final season, what show was ruined?
I didn't like the end of Mad Men.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't get to the end. I watched like the first three seasons.
Fine. First three, great.
Yeah,
then it's
great.
Still good in your heart. Keep it there.
Right.
The whole last season, you're like, this show has been so amazing, and I love it so much. And the whole last season is like...
You know what show I thought ended good? Did y'all watch Suits?
No.
Suits was great.
I love Suits.
She became a princess,
but
right?
But it's not over.
Right?
Is
yeah.
it? It's not over,
well,
is it?
Well, at the time it was over that I thought it was the ending and then they came back and whatever, but the pre-ending ending was great.
It's a great show. USA has some good ones.
Mm-hmm. I would go Roseanne because I didn't like...
Your favorite ending?
No.
Or your worst ending?
Worse. Okay. Because she was writing the whole... It turns out all that stuff was false and you watched the whole thing of it. She was just writing a story.
Yeah.
Let's do one more. What song is currently stuck in your head? Amy, I'm going to come to you first.
Right now, look what God gave her.
Okay. Fair.
Good answer.
Give me another one, though. What song is stuck in your head?
What is that Halsey song? I mean, it's always in my head, but now I can't think of it.
Yeah.
That.
This one right here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know you know it.
This one, right?
Love so.
Yeah. That's all in my head all the time.
You met her?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
she
my
seems
kids
awesome, though.
Are obsessed with this song.
Song in your head right now, Tom Schreiber?
Man, it took me a second, but the new Bieber Ed Sheeran song is really stuck in my head. I don't care. Have you heard it?
Yeah. I'm hip.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Okay.
I worked out the internet the other day.
I'm down.
Yeah, we're so in.
Mine is still Old Town Road all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, same.
All the time.
Yeah.
And I try to not, and it's still...
That's the song that we play right before we come out at our concert.
That's your new warm, like your pump up?
The arena goes bonkers when that song comes on. It's insane.
Bonkers.
Bonkers. That was a dad.
Is
a dad term.
A country song.
Oh, God. I don't really know. I mean, if you're talking about like lyrics, I guess.
Well, you. Why do they?
Everybody goes to lyrics. Everybody.
Party, and you all said the same thing. Lyrics, yes.
I mean, it's a country song over a trap beat, and
so you're
guess,
saying because he says I got my horses in the back.
Well, I guess I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to like argue. I'm just like,
oh, yeah.
We're trying to get to an argument.
Oh, you are.
We actually agree with you, but we're looking for a fight.
It's a country lyric over a trap beat.
We're
and,
literally
you know,
trying to find one person to fight with us, and nobody will.
Yeah.
No. Nobody will fight with us.
I mean, here's what I'll say: you can't deny how gigantic the song is.
Oh, it's a monster.
Monster.
Yeah, it's one unlike we've seen in a while.
Absolutely.
And I play it. And I play it all the time.
Yeah.
And what's funny is I'll do these articles, like the New York Times will be like, the Old Town Road hits the country chart at like number 43. And literally, I'm the only person that plays it. But
right.
We're on so many stations, like it makes. And
yeah,
they're like,
for
it,
sure.
And it's like half the country music hates it. The other half plays it. And I'm like, no.
Well, between that and Bieber Instagramming about it. Do y'all remember? Did y'all see that?
Oh, Old Town Road?
Yeah, when Bieber Instagrammed about it, I saw that song shoot from like 40 to 1, and it's been sitting there for forever. So.
Oh, I don't think anything to do with it actually doing anything. I think it's just a great song, but I'm the only one on the country radio that'll play it.
Well, good for you.
Yeah,
it's a jam.
It's in my head. I know.
It is a jam. And Billy Ray is so smart for doing that. It's awesome.
Yeah.
What do you think, Amy?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we play it in the dance party.
There you go.
It's so fun.
Let me play... I'm going to do this. Here is Don't Threaten Me With a Good Time from Thomas Rhett's record, Center Point Road. This one came out a few weeks back. Little Big Town's on this one.
Yeah, for sure.
Can I tell you what I love? I love horns.
Me too.
I love a horn.
We just got a horn section this year, like a full horn
You're
section.
You're touring with a horn section?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, it's not full. It's sax and trumpet, but I think next year we'll add a trombone and make it a full-on horn section. It has changed our show.
Love horns,
It's so
man.
Fun. Yeah.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Thomas Rhett.
We're wrapping it up. The record's out today. The Center Point Road reference is, it's a street in your hometown?
Yes.
Where in your hometown? Is it like, was that where Walmart was?
No, so I grew up in a neighborhood called Mansker Farms, and that neighborhood is along Center Point Road. And so it kind of was like the centerpiece of everywhere I had to go. Friends' houses, school, football practice, the whole nine. So the interesting thing about that song is like that song only mentions the word Center Point Road once. The hook is not even Center Point Road, but sometimes it's cool to call a title something that the hook is not. And that song really just kind of relates to my whole growing up from 15 to now. So.
You know what I wonder? Hey, Harry, come to the microphone for a second, will you? Come on,
Harry.
Thomas Rhett's manager's here. Who, again, if I didn't know you, I wouldn't pull you up here. Harry, say hello to everyone.
Where am I?
Whichever one. Yeah, there you go. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How's this
that
guy?
Accent.
Because this guy over here, he's a superstar now, right? Like, I think Entertainer of the Year, like, he should be up.
Wow.
Thank you.
Sure,
he's a little young, but he's doing whatever everybody else is doing.
The kids do the darnest thing.
Right. Oh my gosh, here we go.
Has he become more grounded or more Beyonce with all this success?
Ooh, good question.
Like, talk to me, Harry. Come on.
It would be interesting to see if he didn't have kids. I think kids have kind of came along at exactly the right time. So,
it's a good answer.
Yeah, yeah. He's actually wearing like Bass Pro hats again now and stuff like that. He's going the other way.
Yeah.
So,
do you have to make sure as his manager that there's time for him to actually go and be with the kids? Like his days, when he's on the road grinding, do you build time in for family?
Yeah, I do. That's self-preservation though. I get a look. And that look says you're not going to survive the evening if you don't build some time in for family. So, yeah.
And do you feel pressure with this album release, Harry? Because this is your guy, Thomas Ray, here.
No, Mum wants a bungalow, though. So, you know.
I have you to what?
Keep, my mum wants a, wants
oh, your
a
mom.
House. So, you know, I have to keep working. So, no, I don't. We spent, I mean, honestly, at this point, we've been doing this for 2-3 months now?
Yeah.
Just doing the grind. So at this point, it's just get it out and let's see what happens. There's like not much more we can do at this point, I don't think.
One final question for Thomas Rhett's manager, Harry. Have you ever been on a radio show before like this?
I haven't. My friends are going to have a field day with
this. This is great. Do you call, what do you call them? Because some people that don't, just as a background, people that don't really know, I guess in a setting, normal setting, I would just call you, say, TR.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that here because people would be like, what's he talking about? Thomas Rhett, people think is your first and last name.
I know, yeah.
People that don't know you would call you Thomas.
Right. My high school buddies called me Tom.
What do you call him, Harry?
I call him TR. Yeah, usually with a sorry in front of it or some sort of apology. Then, right. Sorry to bother you, and then TR.
There he is.
Yeah.
Harry, there's Thomas Rhett. Right.
Thanks for having me.
There he is. Wow, what a first appearance.
Radio debut.
That was a strong debut, Harry.
Yeah.
Look at this. It was, yes, go find it on the podcast later and listen back. Let me play this. Here is a little song.
You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't gotta save it for no special occasion. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix.
Beer can't fix.
Ain't no pain, it can't.
With our buddy John Party. Is there a more perfect song for this guy to hop on than this
Absolutely
song?
Absolutely not.
Like when you have this song, are you going, okay, I gotta go to John?
Literally, after we wrote the first verse, I was already texting John. And I wrote this, also another one I wrote with Ryan Tedder. This and That Old Truck I wrote with Ryan Tedder. And we wrote the first verse. I texted John. I said, we're not done with this song yet, but I'm going to send it to you in about an hour. And I'm going to need you to be on this on my record with me. And he was like, all right, send it to me. And I sent it to him. And he was like, I think he was like, man, can I cut that on my record? And,
can I have it? Yeah, can I have it? Can I have it?
But yeah, man, there's no better person in the world that I could have put on the song.
You ever do that? You ever have a song you're like, oh, I'm going to cut this. And someone's like, hey, I'd like to have it. And then you don't end up cutting it. And then they cut it, and it's a hit.
Yes, it's happened a couple times. One recently, one a long time ago. But when I was making my first record, I was about to go in the studio to record the song "Running Out of Moonlight." Remember that song?
Yeah, Randy Houser.
Randy Houser. Yeah. And
that one.
In case you forgot, Amy just sang it back to you.
Yeah, exactly.
In a night like that.
Yeah. So I had that song on hold, and we were going to go in the studio and cut it, but for some reason we got in the studio. Me and my producer at the time decided that it wasn't right for this record, and 6 months later, Randy Houser put it out, and it was a gigantic smash.
Thomas Rhett is here. You know I'm a huge fan.
Thank you. Likewise.
Oh, stop.
I am.
What time do you wake up in the morning? Yeah, you stop.
He's not.
What time do you wake up in the morning, really?
Now that I'm running, I have to get up at like 5:45.
What do you mean you're running?
Well, I've worked out for a while, but I just started running because my wife wants to start running again, and I downloaded the Nike Run Club app. I don't know if you've ever heard of this app before. But it's like a dude that talks to you while you run. It's like therapy running. And so I do it like before the sun comes up. It's really awesome.
What does he tell you?
Do you compete with people?
No, but it's like they teamed up. Remember, you know the app Headspace?
Yeah,
I do. Like,
it's so, like, is it the meditation?
Yeah, the meditation app. So Coach Bennett, who I guess is like the track coach at Oregon, and the Headspace people teamed up to do a couple different guided runs. So you go run for 30 minutes straight, and they're kind of coaching you through each step of it. So I haven't ran for 30 minutes straight since I was a senior in high school.
Whoa, that's so cool, because I just started running too, so I'm going to get this.
It rocks.
I got a Peloton.
You have I want one so bad.
I'll race you on those things. That's
do
what
you want
I do.
The bike or the treadmill?
I want the bike.
I have the bike. I hate riding. I did triathlons for a while.
Did you really?
I did a couple of triathlons, yeah. Whatever. I get on this bike, and because you can actually compete with people, I'm so competitive. I don't even know them, but I hate them. I hate
Are you
every
getting like
person.
Really good at it?
Yeah, I'm getting pretty good.
Your quad's getting pretty swole?
No, but I'm getting stronger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, there'll be a class of 1,000, and I'll finish in the top 30 or 40.
That's way up there.
So I feel pretty good. But they never say hi to me, and I try every time to get a shout out. They never do.
So not Peloton, but my wife just got this thing called the Mirror. Have you heard of the Mirror?
Oh, that's amazing.
Wait, what's that?
Get ads for it on Instagram.
Yeah, it's rad. It's a mirror that you set up in your house.
Oh, I have this.
Yeah.
And you get on it, and you stand on it. Yeah, I have it.
No, not the scale. Bobby has a scale does his body.
It is literally a mirror.
It's like a body scan.
You look in the mirror, and the trainer, like your Peloton trainer, is on the screen. Like whenever where it's like there for you in the screen. But this is a mirror where you can see yourself, and a trainer is in the mirror telling you what to do.
And you get to watch yourself work out.
Right.
It shows you your calories burned, the whole nine. It's pretty cool.
Like, it's a workout.
I see enough of me. I'm kind of over me. I'll be honest with you. Can I watch somebody else work out while I do it?
Yeah, you probably could.
All right, listen. We're here. We're wrapping it up. The record's out today. Center Point Road. It's going to be a hit. All right. We will talk for hours. We're going to let Thomas Wright go.
Never mind.
He's got a truck sitting that is on the curb. He couldn't get in the building. So we're going to go. Good to see you, my friend.
You too, bud.
All right,
Thank you.
He is. Thomas Wright, everybody.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So the world's smallest surviving baby, who was born 3 months premature and weighing no more than an apple, so like 8.6 ounces,
wow,
has finally gone home after 5 months in intensive care, weighing 5.6 pounds now, which is like as heavy as a small bag of rice. And doctors are just blown away at this baby and the recovery and how the baby was able to survive and grow and thrive in the ICU or the NICU. And then now the baby's home. It's so amazing.
Wow. So how many months early was the baby born?
Oh, 3 months premature. So born at 6 months.
And it was that small.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is wild. I bet you, if we're doing this show in 18 years, she's probably playing guitar for those other kids that were born in that same unit. That's always how this works. Yeah, that's crazy. That is really a remarkable story. Well, thank you for sharing that.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
So starting Monday of next week, we're going to do a special week of Tell Me Something Good. But it's going to be Tell Me Something Good Historical Edition, so...
Tell me something good.
The Historical Edition.
Yeah, how about that? The year was 1912. At a campaign stop in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Teddy Roosevelt was shot as he approached the stage to speak. However, his steel glass case and a copy of his speech carried in his vest pocket stopped the bullet. Undeterred, he arose from the floor and delivered his 90-minute speech. Ladies and gentlemen, he said, I don't know whether you can fully understand that I've been shot, but it takes more than that to kill a bull moose.
Wow.
And he delivered an amazing speech.
Nice.
And so, the speech that he had written and the glasses he was wearing in his pocket saved the bullet. And then he was one of the finest great American presidents.
Yeah, Teddy.
Yeah, so I just grabbed that one off the press.
Can you imagine what everyone was thinking when he hit the floor and got back up? Like, what?
They probably thought, I'm going to vote for this guy. Yeah. This guy survived anything. So, it'll be great moments in history, and not just great moments. Maybe that wasn't the best example of, like, him doing something good.
Pretty good.
It was pretty good, yeah.
Still pretty cool. Like, if that had happened to one of you guys tomorrow, we'd talk about it. It'd be like, wow.
But we want to find, like, people doing good things for other people, like we do inside Tell Me Something Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, we'll start those on Monday. Same place we do Tell Me Something Good every 55 after every hour. I like how this is shaping up. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time on Tell Me Something Good, Historical Edition. Ron in Oklahoma, you are on the air. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I just wanted to call and say thank you guys so much for all you guys. You put on such an awesome show. I mean, from laughter to the seriousness. And, man, we listen to you. We run a construction company. We listen to you guys all the time. You just a fun group of people to listen to every morning.
Appreciate that. What's the name of your company?
Rollins Construction out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
There we go. Okay. Hey, let's top it up with these guys. It's a Friday. You called the show. I appreciate that. Well, listen, thanks for the call. Hope you have a great weekend, man. Last night, Amy, I'm sitting at the house, and I was debating wearing my tank top into work today, my Pimp and Joy tank top.
Yeah.
Well, because today at 10 a.m. Central, you know, if you're West Coast, it's already happened. But for everybody else, we put our Pimp and Joy camo hats and shirts up for sale. And our goal is to be able to help build a house for Army Specialist Scotty West, who was on the show yesterday. Lost both of his legs due to an IED blast in Iraq. And we think with all of us combined, us in the room, our listeners, we can actually help build a house. It's ADA certified. That's what it is, right?
Yes.
So he'll be able to move around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I want to support because I've had my camouflage hat for a year. And I was like, I think I'll wear the tank top. And I put it on. I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, ooh, don't know if I can pull it off.
Oh, come on.
Well, this is what happened.
You used to do like Tanky Friday.
I know. I did Tanky Friday. Well, I wore it into the studio this morning. I like put it on and I was like, guys, how do I look? And nobody really backed me up that I look good in it. So I
said you look good.
No. After
Why don't you put a poll up? That's how you solve everything. Put a poll on Instagram and then you know.
All right. I'll take an Instagram picture in just a second. Morgan, number two, how do you think I look at my tank top?
I think it looks fine. I don't know why it matters.
Fine. Nobody wants to look fine.
You look so good.
Thank you.
So great.
Come on. So that's what I did last night. I sat at home. I listened to music. I got this new song that I was listening to. Have you heard that song, Nothing's Up, by Stereo Saga? Amy, do you know that one?
I need to hear it if I don't know.
Nothing's up, is it all in that? Out of town. It's been all set songs and waltzes. won't even rise from the ashes. Nothing's oh since it all went down.
And I get on a song and I just listen to it over and over and over again. And I exhaust it. It's kind of how I do everything in my life. I sat around, listened to music last night, got ready for today. 10 a.m., BobbyBones.com. It's kind of a cool song, though.
I like it.
Yeah, it's called Nothing's Up by Stereo Saga.
Last Tuesday in the supermarket, I saw an old friend. Wait for it all, there it is. The question I always get. They scrunch up their face like they're on sympathy. They remember us. And then they ask me how I've been keeping myself busy. What's up with me? What's up with me? Nothing's up since it all went down. Feels like the sun followed her out of town. It's been all set songs and waltzes, drinking out of rose colored shot glasses. But that's what happens when it burns and crashes. My smoke won't even rise from the ashes.
Eddie, like that one?
The jam.
I need to get my serotonin blowing, get it going like it did when you were here. But it need a buzz from a beer to go swinging from a chandelier. I'm just hanging around with my ear to the ground, but I ain't heard a beat. When the word on the street is you're missing me, but that's just a pipe dream. Oh, and down the kitchen sink. Nothing's up since it all went down. Feels like the sun followed her out of town. It's been all sad songs and waltzes, drinking out of rose colored shot glasses. But that's what happens when it burns and crashes. My smoke won't even rise from the ashes.
Stereo Saga, Nothing's Up. I went to a psychic yesterday. Do I know about that or not?
Yeah, been waiting for the update.
Well, I have a friend who just is such a believer, and I'm not. It's unfair for me to go, oh, it just didn't work, whenever I went into it a bit reluctant anyway. And so I go to the psychic, and I go to the house. It's super nice, super cool. And I walk in. He's like, Bobby. And I'm like, hey, man, you good? Yeah, good. So we sit down. And he was just doing what he does. He's like, I don't know, saying things about me. It's just tough, Amy, because I'm a public person and all of my stuff is out there. Anything he says, I would just be like, oh, you Googled that. So
yeah.
It was unfair. He was like, so you had some loss in your life. And I'm like, well, you can Google my mom died.
Listen to the show for a little bit.
Right, yeah.
Read your book.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, so it looks like, and I'm paraphrasing the whole experience in like a few seconds. He was like, it looks like you grew up very poor. And I was like, again, one Google search. You know, it looks like you've overcome a lot of obstacles. And I'm like, what if he didn't Google anything?
Right.
But to me, I couldn't. I'm not a big believer in that anyway. I just believe if we were able to find that somebody was psychic, the government would lock them in a room and use them for a lot of things. That being said, it wasn't the experience for me wasn't super awesome. But I was not open to it. I was really going to need to be shaken, and I wasn't. So it's tough because everything about me is out there. I live my life pretty publicly for our listeners. But that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I feel same as you. But, you know, we have a really good friend that just swears by it. So I'm like, golly, well.
She called me last night, too, afterwards. Like, how'd it go? I was like, I'm not a believer. But it's not fair because I don't think I was going into it to be a good believer.
Right.
So, yeah, I went to a psychic yesterday. I don't know if I'm supposed to pay. I never didn't even pay.
Oh.
Oh,
maybe
surely.
It was a free.
I don't know.
What?
No, I just walked out.
Did she pay for you, our friend, maybe?
No idea. If she did, I should act like I liked it more. But he did say something. He did get one thing right at the very end. He did make a. What? He did nail a prediction.
Your last name isn't Bones, is it?
He was like, there's something about the body in your name. No, I was leaving. He was like, He's like, I said, if I were to predict, I would predict you're not going to come back. I was like,
oh, nailed it. Hey, I like you. I'm going to come back.
Bing.
Well, now I just want to go prove him wrong.
Right. Oh, show up to be like, I'm back.
Hey, man, what's up?
You were wrong.
For me, I'm not someone who is a believer. So I it was tough. I wouldn't. It'd have been tough to get me anyway. I just feel like everything about me is out there. So I did go to a psychic yesterday. Because I was just told to by my friend.
Did he say anything? Okay, so obviously he nailed certain things about your... But in the session, he surely brought up stuff like, did he say anything, whether you believe it or not, about you finding love soon or being a dad or...
Well, he's... Again, Amy, yes, all that he says is going to happen. He said, I'm going to have kids. I'm going to get married. It's going to happen in the next, you know, couple of years.
Wow, okay.
He did say...
Just kidding, we don't believe it.
I'm like... He did say stuff like... I just see another career path for you where you're leading people.
Oh, and I'm interesting.
And I'm going, everyone knows I'm going to go and probably be governor and maybe president one day.
Yeah.
Like but even if he didn't know that, the guy's the best psychic ever. But if it's Googleable, everything's Googleable. But I had a fun experience. I think it was fun. I liked him a lot. It was just fun. It's more like a therapy session than anything.
I wonder what made him think you weren't going to come back. Like, did you answer everything? Like, every time he says something, you're like, okay. Yeah, right.
Google.
Shut up.
Did you Google that?
Well, I wonder why he thought that.
Probably because I'm a reluctant person.
Just your vibe.
Yeah, because I was just like, prove me wrong. What number am I thinking right now? Nope. It was 69. Anyway, that was my psychic experience yesterday.
I had one more question, and now it slipped my brain.
He said there's going to be a lot more of visual work, which is TV.
Right.
But again.
Google it.
Yeah. I'm a tough one. Yes, Amy, go ahead. Anything else?
I may have to think of it later. I was thinking about it, and then it slipped my mind, and I need the psychic to remind me what it was.
Let me say, by the way, people are texting in all of the Pimp and Joy today. Until we stop, which will be forever, all of it, for all merch items, hats, shirts, go toward building Army Specialist Scotty West, his house, all of it. Every single thing that says Pimp and Joy. So people are asking that on text. What's that song again that I just played? It's called Nothing's Up by Stereo Saga.
Nothing's up, since it all went down.
I'll take a picture from my Instagram of me in the tank top and let people see if they like it. Mr. Bobby Bones is my Instagram. Who wants to take the picture? It's going to look weird in the hallway taking this picture.
Morgan, too.
You want to take it?
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right. Don't judge my muscles, though. That's what it is.
Oh, gosh.
People judging my muscles. All right, I'll do it right now. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. I'll post it on my story. You know they have the National Spelling Bee every year, Amy?
Yeah.
It ended in an 8-way tie.
Oh my goodness, what?
They ran out of words. How do you run out of words? I know. Here's the audio.
Odilic. O-D-Y-L-I-C. Odilic.
You are correct. It's complete. They will forever be remembered as the Elite Eight.
Well, what are we teaching our kids here? We have 8 winners. How do you run out of words, though? It's like one time I went to this sandwich place and they were out of bread.
How does that happen?
How you out of sandwiches? I'm at a sandwich
place. Can't run out of bread.
So the 90-second script spelling bee ended in an 8-way tie. They ran out of words. Each kid gets $50,000. It started with 560 kids, 20 rounds. But after the 17th round, the 8 kids kept spelling every word right. They should have gone to like Urban Dictionary words after that.
Yeah.
All right. This is the emergency clause. Spell crunk, but super crunk.
Use it in a sentence, please.
Yeah, and give us the definition.
So 8 kids won. Good for them. Hey, like really good for them because those are all super bright kids. But I just hate to see eight people win anything. Maybe they go.
They're the Elite 8, though.
Yeah, it's cute. That one guy had all those tools taken from him. Did you see that in surgery? They had to remove all those tools from him.
Like he swallowed them or what?
This stuff's always weird to me. A man has to have surgery to remove utensils from his stomach. So medical experts say that 35-year-old, he was rushed to the hospital where an x-ray uncovered 2 screwdrivers, toothbrushes, 8 spoons, and a kitchen knife in his stomach.
What?
Some of the 14 utensils began to pierce his insides regularly. Well, yeah, when you have a
screwdriver would do that.
Yeah. Was it he like, addicted to strange things? That
kind of, Amy. They say that he suffers from something called pica. It's a psychiatric disorder which compels a person to eat inedible objects.
Mm-hmm.
This is real?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Dude ate a screwdriver.
Uh-huh.
Either he's got the real late night snacks. Because sometimes, Amy, I'll go up and I'll go into my cupboard and I'll be like, what do I have? Because I don't keep bad food around because I'll eat it. And I'll find like some old almonds or something that I used. And so like last night I had walnuts. It's all I had. Mm. They weren't even walnuts from 2019, by the way.
Great.
And I'm eating them. I wonder if he did that and he was like, well, pretty much all I see is the toothbrush.
What's close to me here? All right there, that toothbrush looks good.
Saw that. What else? Don't forget, coming up, almost that time for our, I guess about an hour or so, until our Pimp and Joy stuff goes up. We're going to buy this soldier, this hero, a house. That's we're building it. Would you say building it, huh? More so than buying
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I mean, building. It's because I saw a picture of the lot yesterday.
Yeah.
Like it's a totally clear lot. There's no house there yet. They are building it from the ground up.
So all of our merch going up at 10 Central will, that's Pimp and Joy at BobbyBones.com. We don't keep any of the money. It's all going to go to build Army Specialist Scott West a house. He had both his legs blown off by an IED in Iraq. And we feel like it's the least that we can do. So we hope you help out. If you can't help out this time, hope you help out next time. But today, Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday.
The year is 2000. What were you doing in 2000, Amy?
I was at Texas A&M. Whoop.
2000. What was I doing? I was at
like college, right?
I was in college. I was mm-hmm. at KLAZ, my first radio station.
Yeah.
Continuous hit music 105.9 KLAZ.
What was your name on air?
Well, I was Bobby Bones. I was. Okay. But that's where I was given the name. Before that, on college radio, I was the Bob Man.
Bob Man.
As a kid, I would call KLAZ and be Bobby the Barbarian. I'd be like, hey, this is Bobby the Barbarian. Can I get on the air, request a song? And they'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, and number two, it's the Divinals, I Touch Myself. And I'm like 12.
Come on, kid.
I'm setting up that song. But the year is 2000, the biggest country song that year, Faith Hill.
Ooh, I love the way you
from this day in 2000, The Way You Love Me.
Nowhere else I'd rather be.
The biggest pop song on this day in the year 2000.
Let me see that
song. The Thong Song.
Cisco?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
The singer from Drew Hill is what I remember. So controversial all the time. It still is kind of weird. There's a song called The Thong Song.
Yeah.
Ooh, that dress so scandalous.
You know another book could handle this. But you're checking that thing, yeah. And then finally, the biggest thing in pop culture, the first episode of Survivor aired on CBS, hosted by Jeff Probst. It was originally broadcast without a season title, but later it was given the title Survivor to distinguish it from other seasons. So they had the show. It was just Survivor. Then they started to give Survivor names, like Survivor Borneo.
Oh, right.
Or Borneo. So Jeff Probst, by the way, right before he got the job on Survivor, he interviewed to be the host of two other game shows and did not get them. He heard on his local radio station they were talking about this new show, which is now known as Survivor. He's like, huh. So he drove over and got an audition and became the host of that show because he heard about it on
wow.
the radio. Yeah, that was in the year 2000 as we do Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday!
There you go, everybody. Thank you for being here. This weekend, you're staying in New York with your daughter?
Yeah, we're here till Sunday, so.
And she's never seen New York before, right?
Nope, never. So we're doing like the whole thing. We're going to go Statue of Liberty, maybe the top of the Empire State Building, and like Central Park, stuff like that.
That's fun. That's fun. Mm-hmm. Well, then. Be safe, Amy.
Well, we'll try.
Lots of crime in the big city.
It's a big city, yeah.
Yeah. So, tonight, Eddie and I are going to play a show in Biloxi. We're doing The Raging Idiots. Our first show in a long time like that. Here's Lindsay. Is it Lindy or Lindsay in Florida?
This is Lindy.
Hey, Lindy. What's happening?
Hey. We're going to see you today in Biloxi.
You're driving from Florida?
Yeah, it's like a two-hour drive.
Oh, okay.
It's not too bad.
Good. All right, cool. Well, then we'll see you tonight. Hope you have a safe trip. Be careful. There's a lot of crime on the streets.
Yes.
And from Florida.
On interstates.
On roads. There's a lot of road crime.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you tonight. Amy, how was the Thomas Rhett broadcast last night?
It was so awesome. Like, it was great. I think it went really well. I was nervous for sure going into it, but talked to him before the show and... it was fine. I just kind of put my game face on, went out there, and we did it, and it was so fun.
Amy hosted the national album release party for Thomas Rhett over, a couple hundred stations, and big deal for her to be the host with Thomas Rhett. And so I called her last night to give her a little pep talk. And so I was like, I looked at the clock. I was like, oh, she's not going on for a bit. I'm going to call her and just, I like when somebody's done it before calls and tells me stuff.
Yeah.
So I call her and she answers and I'm like, hey, and I start to say stuff. She goes, oh, we're done. You're not looking at the clock the right way. We just finished. Because Eastern time.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I missed
it. But it was thoughtful of you to call.
I missed my pep talk. I wasn't able to get it into her.
But I got the post pep talk, so it was good.
Yeah, I was like, well, how did it go? She was like, it went great. I didn't fall down. I was like, well, great.
It's good.
I mean, because honestly, that's a strong possibility. You have to walk up like these steps and I'm in heels. And I mean, every time like you go on and off the stage, I do think about that. Like, please don't fall. Please don't fall.
Well, Thomas Hurt has a new album out today. He was on the show earlier this morning and Amy did a great job last night. I heard from other people he did a good job too. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Proud of you. Hey, Jonathan in Tennessee. How are you, bud?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bobby. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you calling. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to give you all a quick shout-out and let you know y'all are making actually a positive impact. Every day I work for a local police department, and I do a litter crew, which I know you got the littering campaign that you do. I've seen billboards in Knoxville. And every day we go out and take inmates that are getting 2-for-1s, basically. For every a day they work, they get 2 days off their sentence. And we go out and pick up litter, and I'm a huge fan. My family's a huge fan. Anybody that knows me knows you, because that's how involved I've gotten your show and just feeling like part of family and friends with you all. But I started letting the guys actually listen to you, and I started thinking, you know, they're at the lowest part of their life. Things ain't going good. They're down and out. Thought, how can I bring them positivity or bring them up? So I started letting them listen to your show, and I really turned a lot of guys on to you. And actually, I've had them be like, hey, we're going to listen to the show, right? And it's like they're looking forward to hearing some positivity. And, you know, and you've even said it before, you know, it's not about, you know, the past. It's what you're going to do with the future. And just I try to bring them up, let them listen to the show, and give them some encouragement. And I really think your show did that. Everybody there from, you know, even from as little as the morning corny to, you know, just little simple stuff. It really helps them go throughout the day. And I just want to give you all a shout out and say thank you so much for even making my job easier. And it's something that we all can talk about, you know, from a law enforcement stand to somebody that maybe has screwed up and done a couple things bad, that we have something in common now, which is your show, and we can all talk about it.
Come on, look at that.
That's so cool.
Thank you for it. And let me say this, Jonathan. You're doing something that I didn't have the courage to do, and that's be a police officer. You definitely, you're out there taking care of us, so we appreciate that as well. And thank you for the call. That's great. Yeah, I couldn't be a police officer.
No.
Oh, crime? Run. But you have a badge. No. that's how I'd be a cop. So I appreciate you too, Jonathan.
The Bobby Bones Show.
And we bid you a fond farewell, everyone. Hey, by the way, you saw Adam Levine quit The Voice. We knew that, right?
Yeah.
Not that I'm a big Voice watcher, but he had 2 years left on his contract. $15 million each a year, so they say left $30 million on the table. Now, if you read that headline, I just wouldn't be that fooled. He can go and make $30 million doing something else. It's not like he just doesn't make that money. He can even maybe take a $15 million touring deal, you know. But anyway, I just saw that he had 2 years left. I don't know. I haven't heard any reason whatsoever that he left that show. I don't know if he wasn't getting along with anyone. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You never know.
That's what I started to think, like, where's the beef?
Well, also, nobody's ever too important to be cut from anything. They can cut me from this show tomorrow. They really could cut me tomorrow, and the show would just go on. You just everybody just figures it out. So you can cut Adam Levine if he's not. It also shows that.
You can't call Blake right now and just be like, hey, man, what happened with that?
I wouldn't. I probably couldn't. I guess I could, but he wouldn't tell me.
He'd be like, I'm not telling you.
He'd be like, why are you calling me at 10 in the morning? But anyway, I saw Adam Levine left $30 million on the table.
Wow.
I know. We're going to go home. We're going to head ahead and have a weekend. Amy, what's happening with you?
I'm staying in New York for the weekend for a girls' trip. This is part of Stashira's like birthday present, which I'm trying to explain to her. I was like, you tagging along for work? But like, I never did this as a kid. Like, my mom never. I just didn't want her to get the wrong idea that this is like normal, because it's not. But and tonight we're going to go see Wicked. So I'm pumped about that.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Yeah.
And she's never been to a musical, huh?
No, we went like in when we were in Colorado over Christmas. We went and saw what Scrooge, like, but in a tiny little town, Pagosa Springs, Colorado. They put on a Scrooge production, yeah. And I thought she was going to hate it, and she loved it. So I feel like she's going to freak out when she goes to Broadway.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
Eddie and I are going to Biloxi tonight. We have a Raging Idiot show.
Yeah,
so we're playing at the Golden Nugget tonight. So I will see everybody there tonight. Other than that, I hope everybody has a good one. Thanks for Thomas Rhett for stopping by. Love that guy. And we'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye, everyone.